They might. Amen. Amen.
Appreciate this, sister. Remember this. Something else. If not, time to change order of service. I'll try not to be too awful lengthy. I know I said that last Sunday. It maybe went a little long, but I always want to follow the Spirit of the Lord and what He gives upon us. He's given us a thought this week, I want to say this, if I've never implemented this, or I guess you could say made this statement, I want to say it now. The services that we have in the house of the Lord is not about me, and it's not about you, but it's all about Jesus. Every aspect of it is. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about His honor and His glory. It's all about exalting His name. It's not about, you know, the pats on the back or anything like that. If God has given you any kind of talent, it's because He's given it to you. And we're to use it to honor and glorify God, to uplift and exalt His name. And I thank God for that, for the joy that He's placed in our hearts, that we're able to declare His name and His righteousness, that He did take our place because He was on the cross, that I was on His mind, because He holds us when we're in the storm, because of all of those things. It's all because of Jesus. It's all because of what He's done for us in our life. And I pray this week that we're able as His people to exalt His name, to lift Him up to a lost and dying world, that He might have all the honor and glory from this service. I don't know what God holds in store for these meetings. I don't know if we'll see lost saved. That's always our prayer. I do pray that we'll be revived. I pray that we put forth the effort. But most of all, whatever happens, I pray that it's all about Jesus, and I pray that His name is exalted. That's our prayer. Everything that we do, we want Jesus Christ to be exalted and for Him to get all the honor and glory. This morning I've had a thought and certainly have an interest and a desire in your prayers. And I've thought a lot this week about our children, mine in particular. Mine's getting older. And as I look around, and oftentimes I think, I kind of feel, I guess you could say, a little sorry for my boys, as they're a subject a lot of times to some of the thoughts the Lord gives us. But I guess that's the burden you bear for being a pastor's child. But nonetheless, I've thought a lot about this subject this week, and the Lord has given us, and my thought, I guess you could say, is when we was growing up, a lot of times we would hear people say, do as I say, not as I do. And I've heard that phrase many times throughout my life. But I hope and I pray today that as we leave here that we might examine that statement. I've said that a lot of times even to my boys, you know, do what Daddy says, you know, listen to me. Not always, I don't always set the best example. That's our hope and our desire. But I want us, when we leave here today, to do as Christ would do, and He would say, do as I say and do as I do. And that's our thought this morning. As Jesus would say, do as I say and do as I do. I want to take our reading this morning, and we've got several different places upon our heart. But I want to take some reading this morning from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of Luke in the 46th verse. Well, let me back up just a moment here. Let's start our reading this morning from the 43rd verse. The 6th chapter of the Gospel of Luke in the 43rd verse. He says, For a good tree bringeth forth not forth corrupt fruit. Neither doeth a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of the thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? For whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and do them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation built a house upon the earth, and against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of it was great. When we may have pronounced some of that not necessarily correctly, but vehemently would mean a great force or violently. And here we go, and we know that the Lord is speaking here about about the tree and how it bringeth forth good fruit. And this morning I want you to know, as we look over here, and I want to look over here and take this for our context in the 22nd chapter of Proverbs. In the 6th chapter, it says, in the 6th verse of Proverbs in the 22nd chapter, it says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And this morning I thought a lot about that statement that I made as far as do as I say and not as I do. And a lot of times this week, as we thought about the condition of the world and we thought about the condition of our homes, and I want you to know first and foremost that we must examine the condition of our own homes, and we must examine our lives, and we must examine where we are at in our walk with Christ and what message that we're trying to relay to our children. Because I want you to know first and foremost that no doubt as we sang that song, I just want to thank you, Lord. God not only has blessed us with the salvation of our soul, but He's blessed us with an abundance of things that money can't buy. He's given us things. A lot of times the world wants to associate blessings with what money can buy. And this morning I want you to know the blessings that God has given me. There ain't enough money in the world to purchase what God has given me throughout my life. Now, I want you to know this morning that as God has given me the opportunity, I want you to know this morning that the children that I have are my responsibility, that God has given them to me. But I want you to know first and foremost this morning, but I'm only borrowing them for a little while, because everything this morning, let me declare unto you, belongs to God. Everything. The clothes that I've got on the back, the house that I live in, the vehicle, everything that I own, even down to the children that I have, is only borrowed from God, because He owns everything. He owns it all. He said over there in Proverbs, He said, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. We have that a lot of times in our saying that. I want you to know this morning that it's our responsibility to train up our children in the way that they should go, and to plant them upon a firm foundation this morning, that we are declaring to them that Jesus Christ is that foundation that we are trying to lay for them. He said over there to them, He said, listen. He said, for a good tree bringeth forth not corrupt fruit, neither doeth a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of the thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. He said, a good man out of the good conversation of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. My friend, this morning I want you to know something, that it's our responsibility as God's people, that if He has given someone to you in your life, that if He has allowed you to borrow them for just a short while, I'm telling you this morning that I can't save my children when they reach the age of accountability, but I'm telling you that it's my responsibility as a daddy this morning to make sure I do everything within my power to get them to the house of God where they can hear about Jesus Christ. That every aspect of my home, that we've got good conversations, that we're not involved with the filth of the world, that when we see something that ain't worth watching on TV, or we see something that goes against the Scripture and what God is teaching us and trying to relay the message to our children, that we turn those things off. It's our desire, and it's our heart desire this morning that, honey, that we try to bring forth the good fruit that God has placed within our lives. God has given us an abundance of things as His people. And I'm telling you, as Brother Mike talked about it this morning, that food that we had last night, boy, it'll sustain you for a little while. But, honey, the food that God has fed us with, that everlasting bread, honey, that meal that He's prepared for us, that living water, it has sustained us forever. And with those things that He's placed down in here, I'm talking about the fruit that He's placed, that it's our responsibility as God's people and as His children, as parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles. Listen, it's our responsibility to raise up and say, here's the good fruit that God has placed in our lives. Listen to me, when you come to the house of God, it's time to put down the cell phones. It's time to get to business. It's time to declare Jesus Christ. It's time to look into Him. Listen to me. When we enter into this place, honey, oftentimes I'm telling you, I know this morning that we live in a different time. I know things is different than they used to be. Things is different than when I was a boy and growing up. Things has changed a whole lot. And listen to me this morning, if you want to read Scripture off of your Bible, off your tablet or off your phone or whatever it is, I ain't got no problem with that. But don't be back there scrolling through Facebook neither. Don't be back there Snapchatting people. Don't be back there on TikTok, whatever it is going on. Listen, all of those things can be wait. All of that stuff can wait till we're out of church. Honey, listen to me. Your children's watching you. They're watching you. Braxton Wayne wants to be just like Daddy. They're watching you. They want to be like you. They want to be like Granddaddy. They want to walk in the steps that you're walking in. They want to be just like you. And it's your job to point them towards the one that can help them. It's your job. If all else fails and everything else goes to the shambles, if you will, and listen, those days that me and my family was hung up there at home during COVID, listen to me, I'm telling you, it was still my job as a daddy to make sure that they heard about Jesus. We didn't get a Sunday off when COVID hit our house. We didn't get a Sunday off. I'm telling you, it's still our responsibility as God's people. Listen to me, we live in a day and time. Revival season rolls around, people taking vacations. I didn't know I was going to get off on all this. People taking vacations during revival season. Mamas and daddies got lost babies and don't bring them to the house of God. Honey, I'm telling you, something ain't right with our heart. My baby's become lost. I want them to be saved more than anything. I want them to know a peace that surpasses all understanding that's in their heart. I want them to be saved. And if that means that daddy's got to drag them halfway across the country
up and down miles and miles of road. Listen to me this week. I'm not a jealous preacher. If Brother Brad comes in here this week and he preaches his heart out and he cleans this altar off, honey, I'm going to shout it down as if I'd had every opportunity to do it myself. There ain't a jealous bone in my body. It don't matter to me this week who preaches the gospel or who testifies. As long as they hear about Jesus, that's what I want. That's what I want. It don't matter to me. God's called us to be the little under-shepherd of this flock, but honey, it takes every one of us. When He said, train up a child, He wouldn't just say, train up your child, but He said, train up a child. That don't exclude any of them. He said, even if it's not your child, and even if your children is grown and they're leaving the nest, honey, pick up the slack and help somebody else along. Keep pointing them towards Jesus. Now listen to what He says. He says, out of the conversation, out of the a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. The treasure that's in our heart. Listen to me, mamas and daddies, grandparents. I hope and I realize before this service is over that you can see the grave responsibility that God has laid upon us to be parents, to be grandparents. Listen to me this morning. I realize that we cannot save our children. And that's a day that I'm telling you that I'll just be honest with you as a daddy that I am dreading. I realize that one day that my boys are going to look over at me and they're going to say, Daddy, I'm lost. What do I do? And as a preacher, I'll tell you now that Braxton even maybe sometimes asks questions, but I'm telling you now that I have to be careful even in that aspect how I talk to him, and I have to get preacher out of the way, and I have to say, Lord, help me talk to him so I don't confuse him. I'm going to tell you something right now. Our feelings will get in our way. Well, I feel this way, or I feel that way. Listen to me this morning. God is the one that reveals to them if they're lost or if they're saved. It's not daddy's responsibility. It's not grandmama's responsibility. It ain't nobody's responsibility but between them and God. If God is big enough to convict them, I promise you He's big enough to save them. Now listen. He says He declares the treasure that's in His heart. Is there a treasure in here? Is there a treasure that God has placed down in here? I'm telling you this morning, there's a treasure that God has placed down in here for me. It's precious to me. It's what I'm trusting in. It's what I'm, it's everything that I've got. It's everything that I'm leaning on. Not only, like I said, did God save us when we was lost and He picked my feet up and He placed me on a solid rock, but He's helped me, He's directed me, He's gave me everything far beyond any expectation that I could ever imagine. He's blessed me in my life. God has been good to me. He loves us. God has given me a treasure down in here. And boy, I'll tell you what, if I ain't careful, the world will allow me a lot of times to get it corroded and to get it dirty. And I'll tell you, as a child of God, I've been guilty of stepping all over that treasure. But honey, I'll tell you, from time to time, God will step in with His Spirit and He'll clean it up. He'll shine it like a diamond. Woo! He'll clean it up. God loves you. He wants you to love that treasure that He's put down in your heart. He's put a treasure down in here. And it's special. Now listen to me. He said on the reverse of that, he said, an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. Listen to me. Our children are watching us. They're watching us. They see what's important. They see what's important. I'll tell you, we had that little tent meeting, and it was a little bit of a drive from over there at Scottsville for us. And I thought all along, I told Jessica with a baby, I said, honey, I know you're going to get tired this week, and I know with baby Brylin, you might have to take a day or two off. And I thought, well, here it is, Braxton. You know, he's a little feller and he's going to get tired. And there was a day or two I thought, well, Daddy will be traveling alone. And I want you to know that little feller, and I ain't bragging on him, but I'm telling you, they see things. At 6 year old, he'd say, Daddy, he'd go upstairs and put his little polo on, and he'd run up there and put his shorts on, and he'd say, Daddy, I'm ready to go to church. I want to go with you, Daddy. I wasn't traveling alone. But honey, I'm telling you, they see those things. They see what's important in your life. They're looking. They're watching you. They want to be just like you. I'll tell you what. That's hard for me being a parent. I've got to be careful about how I live my life, because I want more than anything to point them towards Jesus. I want my boys to experience what it is to have a treasure down in here. More than anything, I want that for them. I want them to know when the storms of this life come that there's somebody that they can trust in. That mom and daddy's not always going to be around. Mom and daddy, one day after a while, daddy's going to take a flight. Daddy's not always going to be here. Daddy's not always going to take care of all the problems and the troubles that they're going to face. But there's one that they can always lean and trust on. And that's Jesus. I'll try to move along. I'm sorry. He said, for of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. I'm telling you this morning, we sang that song, I just want to thank you, Lord, this week. Is thank you enough for what God, he took your place on that cross. Let your mind go back this week. Examine yourself, examine your life. Is thank you enough this week for what God has done for you in your life? Is it enough? Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of times that I think that thank you is just not sufficient enough for what God has done for me. It's just not sufficient enough when I think back. Not only has he saved my soul and he's filled me up, and there's times in my life that my cup hath runneth over, but boy, he's been good to me, and I just think, Lord, thank you is just not sufficient enough. This week, allow the abundance that God has put in here. He said when he gives you life, he gives it more abundantly. Not only does he give you life, but he gives you an abundance of it. God wants to bless you this week. Not only this week, but he wants to bless you in your life. Every day, God wants to bless you. He has given us an abundance. He looks over here and he says, and why ye call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Do as I say, and as I do. He says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? He says, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you into whom he is like. This morning, I want you to know, as God's people, as parents and grandparents, as mamas and daddies, listen to me. He says he is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And he said, when the floods arose, the stream beat vividly upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Listen to me. The first and foremost thing he said, one that doeth my sayings and keep them. When you were saved, I tell you what I had to do. I tell you, I made this statement here a while back. I think sometimes we overcomplicate things. But I'll tell you this. I had to dig down deep. I had to be willing to get everything that was standing in my way out of the way. I don't know what all it was. I don't know what everything was. I know that there was things that I was probably holding on to. I don't know what it was. But I tell you what I finally had to do was get down to a place to where I dug down deep enough that I had to surrender myself unto God. Lord, here it is. It's just me. That's all I've got to you. That's all I can offer to you, God, is me. I don't have anything else. I don't know, Lord. I can't remember exactly what I said. But I do know there was a space and time there that I don't recall much of. But I do know that there was peace that entered into my heart. And boy, I tell you what he done in that moment. He picked me up. And he placed me on a solid rock. He put me on a solid foundation. And honey, there's been times in my life that storms have came. And it has beat up against that old house. There has been times in my life that has been trying for me. But I'm telling you that God has always been there. He has helped me. And honey, that's what I want more than anything for my children and for your children, is that first and foremost, we help and try to point them to set them on a solid foundation. A solid foundation. Listen to me. The world wants to tear them apart. The world don't want to hear anything else. They don't understand how precious the name of Jesus is. Children now that want to share the gospel are afraid that they're going to be made fun of. Listen to me, young people. If God has put a treasure in your heart, you share it with the world. And you don't worry about what anybody else has to say about you. You tell your friends about Him. You tell them about what God has done for you, and I promise you He will bless you in your life far beyond what you could ever imagine. I'm not saying that you'll have the wealth of this world. I'm not saying that you'll be rich and have the finest houses. That's not what God promised for us and for our children. But what He did say is that He would be there with us, and that He would walk with us, and that He would talk with us. I've been in a place in my life where me and Jessica didn't have two nickels to rub together. When we first married, we couldn't afford a television. I had an old hand-me-down washing machine. I thought, why in the world would she want to marry somebody as broke as me? I didn't have nothing. But I'll tell you that I wouldn't trade nothing for the time that me and her had sitting in that living room and talking for hours and holding hands with one another and talking about the Lord and all of the things that we hoped and prayed that God would bring to our life. We didn't have nothing then. It ain't all about the blessings that we think about. It ain't all about the money in the bank account and the cars that we're going to drive and all of that. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Him. Everything, every aspect of our life is all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. He's the foundation. Listen to me. If you ain't got your foundation right, it'll all come crumbling and come crashing down when the storms of life come upon you. I told y'all here a while back There was a time not too awful long ago, I looked over at her and I said, "Honey, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know which way to go. I don't know which way to turn." I went down there to the stump and started praying to God, and He just told me, "Be patient and wait." I'd come back to her and say, "What does all of that mean?" She'd say, "Well, I guess it just means be patient and wait." And you know what I finally done? I finally surrendered. And I said, "God, I'll be patient. And I'll wait." And do you know what God done again? God moved another mountain that was standing in my way. You've got to have the foundation right, or everything else will fall apart. The foundation's got to be right, or everything else will crumble when the storms of life come upon you. Put Jesus first in your homes. Put Jesus first in your family. And everything else will work out. He never promised you an easy life, but He said, "I'll be there with you and I'll walk every step with you." And that's worth more to me than anything else in this world. If everything else falls apart, I've got Him that I can lean on. I've got Him I can trust on. It's Him who's holding the promise of the treasure that He's put down in here. I'm trusting in Jesus. This week, that's what I want more for us than anything. As we start this effort meeting, we've got to get the foundation right. The foundation of this meeting's got to be about Jesus. It's all about Him. When we come through those doors, it's about Jesus. When we leave those doors and we go to our homes, it's about Jesus. When the preacher's speaking, it's about Jesus. All the honor and glory is to Jesus. Listen. He says, "But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation built a house upon the earth, and against it the stream did beat vehemently and immediately fell, and the ruin of that house was great." I told y'all here a while back, and I will lay it to you charge, if something happens to me and the Lord decides tomorrow or tonight that my time on this earth is finished, I want to live. I'm happy. I've got a good life. God has blessed me. But if He decides tomorrow that He's ready to call me home, then I'm satisfied with that as well. But I'll say this. What I want more from this church than anything is for you to pray for my children. If the Lord decides tomorrow that my time on earth is done, I want more than anything. And I mean that. I was talking to somebody. I want my boys to have a college education. Yeah. I don't want them to have to work as physically hard as daddy. Absolutely. I want them to be smart boys. I want them to be like some of y'all are that corrects me on how to pronounce words sometimes. I want them to be smart boys. I want them to have good education. I want them to have good jobs. I want them to be good daddies, good husbands. But I'm going to tell you where every bit of that starts is on that firm and solid foundation. I want them to be saved. You pour your heart out for them. I ain't a bit ashamed to ask you to pray for my boys when that time comes that the Lord will save them. See, that's the thing. We help each other. Our children is dear to us, aren't they? When you start talking about your little ones, you start tugging on the heart a little bit. But I want you to know something, church. I love your little ones. I love your grandbabies. I love your nieces and your nephews. See, they're dear to me. I don't want nary one of them. I don't want one of them to perish. I don't want one of them to burn forever and forever and forever. I'm going to pray for your children the best that I can, just like they were my own children. I don't not want one of them, not one of them to perish. And you know what? As much as I want them for them, you know who else did? Jesus. He said, it's my will that none should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. Listen. I'm about done. I'll just be honest with you. This didn't go necessarily as I had planned for it, but that's all right. I just want what God wants. Let me find my place over here. Go with me to Proverbs. Just a moment. Proverbs in the 3rd chapter. Solomon declared oftentimes in the beginning of the Proverbs, he started out his verses this way. Listen to how he words this. He says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. He said, for length of days and long life and peace they shall add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them upon thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on to thine own understanding. I gave Braxton a little book here the other day. We dedicated his little Bible, and where the Lord led me, I tried to put in parentheses little quotations that I wanted. If something ever happened to me, I wanted something that they could look back on. And what I want to tell him more than anything is this. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust Him with every aspect. He'll never steer you wrong. When the time comes that you see yourself and you realize that you're lost as lost can be and you don't know where to turn in this life, trust in Him. Trust in Him. He said, lean not on thine own understanding. That's a hard part for us to get out of the way, is to get ourselves out of the way. Lord, get me out of the way so that I can trust in You. And He said, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. In every way, in every aspect. I can't make it clear today. My heart is so full. But I try my best in every aspect. Acknowledge Him. In every aspect of your life, acknowledge Him and give Him thanks. Everything. And then He shall direct your path. He'll direct you. Revival. Effort meeting, we don't know which way to go, but look to Jesus and He'll direct our path. He said, be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. Church, a nation under God. It seems like
living in a day and time now that living in a country that is still a great country, been a great sacrifice that's paid that we can have the freedom and the liberty to come here. But I'll tell you what made it a great country was a country that was a nation under God, believed in God. And I'll tell you where I believe it all starts. It starts at home. I know today you might say, well, Pastor, I pray for my children. I pray for my grandchildren. They don't come. You want to know what I keep telling you to do? Keep praying for them. You keep lifting Jesus up in your house. You keep lifting Him up for them to see. Keep telling them about Him. Keep declaring Him to them. He's who I'm trusting in. It's Him who I'm leaning on. They see you. They're looking at you. Even though they may be 35 years old, I still see my mama. I told y'all on Mother's Day, I'm still a mama's boy. I'm still a mama's boy. I'm still looking at mama. They're watching you. That's our message today. Don't go around with that mentality of do as I say, not as I do. Be the example to them. Get them to church. Get them to Sunday school. Get them to Wednesday night services. Get them to revival meetings. I want your children to be saved. I want them to be saved more than anything. And you know something? You think about all the miles and the toils, all the sacrifices that you've made, and God will bless you for it. He'll bless you for it. That's our message today as we have a song. I hope the Lord will help you. Brother Strode, we get a verse of song this morning. I've been so scattered, I'm sorry.
Let's turn to number 137 in the Mulls, 137. You know, there's a hole in every one of us here today that only God can fill. You think about it. Near the cross, 137.